Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. It is Food for Thought Friday. My name is Greg Horn. So glad that you're with us. Hope you've had a great week. Call Food for Thought Friday because my dad, that used to be one of his sayings sometimes when he was giving you some wisdom or information, and he was very tactful about it. Then he would get done. He would just say, Food for Thought, GJ. It's my initials, Gregory Joseph Horn, and he would call me Reverend GJ, or he'd just say, Food for Thought, Reverend GJ. So hopefully today I'll share some things that'll help you out, and don't want to force anything upon you, but hopefully maybe like my dad will be something that'll help you, as he so often did with his wisdom and information. And these are just things that the Lord has laid on my heart throughout the past week, whether it's in my quiet time reading the Bible or a devotional or listening to a sermon or a podcast or on social media, just things that have spoke to me that I thought maybe might help you also. Mike Foster, a pastor out in California, he shared a quote by Vienna Farron. She said, you know, anger is information. Do not skip over it. Do not repress it, ignore it, invalidate it, or distort it. I don't care how often the world has told you to be ashamed of your anger, connecting to it, understanding it, and releasing it in a healthy way will give you beautiful peace and a deep understanding of yourself and others. You know, friends, I don't know if you're like me, but I don't get angry very often. But man, if I let something build up and kind of ignore it and for quite a while, and I can count the number of times on one hand that it's happened in my life, but then unfortunately my anger comes out. And it's one of those things I've really asked God to help me to grow in that area and not let things get to a point and just ignore something that's hurting me or bothering me, to let it lead to anger, to eventually where, you know, you say things that you regret. And one of the things that we know that, you know, Jesus got angry in the temple, and the money changers were there and things. So it's not that we can't get angry, but it's how do we handle the anger? And the thing that I'm trying to grow in and want to help you maybe with things I've learned is just to be able to process things earlier when they bother you and discuss them with people. And yet, one of the things I do know, sometimes you've tried to process things and that are bothering you, maybe that are kind of making you angry. And yet, when you try to discuss it with the person involved, they deflect it, they deny it, or they don't want to own their part. And that part I know is really, really challenging. And that's one of the things I'd learned over the last 10 years in some situations where I would stand up for myself and say something, is I got a little bit of people pleaser in me. Any other people pleasers out there besides me? Yep, I see some bobbleheads, necks, heads going up and down. Yeah, but I would address something, and then this person would either blow up and, you know, or be in denial or just act like they didn't know what I was talking about or deflect it and blame somebody else. And so it got kind of discouraging sometimes, but I want to encourage you to keep on doing that. Keep on growing those situations. I also want to encourage you today that, you know, maybe you think maybe I have offended somebody by something I said or did. It wasn't my intention. And that's one of the things I've had to go back and do a couple of times recently. And thankfully, both times the person was like, well, no, I wasn't offended or hurt, but I appreciate you saying something. And I said, well, as my hero Wayne Smith used to say, I don't apologize for my position, but I apologize for my disposition. So a little food for thought there for you today. But I love what this quote says there by Vienna Farron, is that, you know, anger is information. Do not skip over it. Do not repress it, ignore it, invalidate it, or distort it. I don't care how often the world has told you to be ashamed of your anger, connecting to it, understanding it, and releasing it in a healthy way will give you beautiful peace and deep understanding of yourself and others. So friends, I would encourage you to talk to somebody today about it. If you've got anger, a friend, family member, pastor, or maybe even a counselor, if it's something that you just feel like you really need some help with, that's not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of strength when you do that. So I want to encourage you today to reach out to somebody if that's a situation, if you're dealing with some anger. There's pain in your heart and mind, obviously, or you wouldn't be angry. So it's not a sin to be angry, but it's a sin the way we handle the anger. So I want to encourage you to deal with it now and talk about it, and it'll release that if you'll open up to at least one other person. Obviously, talk to God about it too. And I've done that before, driving down the road and just said, you know, God, that was so unfair. I don't understand. You know, that was not fair. And just gotten angry and upset in a conversation with God. And you know what? He's a big, big God. He can handle it, friends. Saw a quote that I really liked recently by my cousin Tracy Hutcherson on her one of her Instagram pages. This one's called Beneath My Heart. But she said, you know, growing up, I remember always hearing prayer changes things, which is true. But as I've gotten older, I realized even more importantly that prayer changes me. Woo, that's good. Growing up, I remember always hearing prayer changes things, which is true. But as I've gotten older, I realized even more importantly that prayer changes me. So friends, I know a lot of times we don't feel like praying, but man, I want to encourage you to do that because God works in those prayers. And like I said, your situation may not change. As the old saying goes, externally, maybe your situation or circumstances doesn't change, but guess what? Internally, you change. And so there's a lot of wisdom in that today with prayer. And, you know, prayer is just simply a conversation between you and God. But any part of any good conversation involves listening, right? You've heard me say this before, but I think it's kind of interesting. God proportionally gave us two ears and one mouth. So maybe you're saying we need to listen twice as much as we speak. And I'm learning that, you know, the less I talk, the less trouble I get in, right? Because we all sometimes say things that just like, where did that come from? And so I just want to encourage you to be a good listener today, but also want to say to you that sometimes, you know, give a person a chance to speak. Sometimes we got people that are great listeners, but we don't ever ask them their opinion. And man, there's nothing better than when somebody asks your opinion about something, is there? It's always an honor when somebody says, hey, can I share something with you? And then I want to know your opinion about it. I tell you, when they say that, man, they got me locked in. They say, hey, I'd like to share something with you, and then I'd like to get your opinion on it. So I want to encourage you to say that at the beginning of a conversation, not waiting till the end, because we're all human, and sometimes, especially in a long story, we can zone out for a few seconds. And don't be judging me. I know that you do it too. I'm not the only one. But if somebody says to me, hey, I'd like to share something with you, and then I'd like to get your feedback on it, your thoughts on it, some wisdom on it. That's the way I like to say, people, could I get your wisdom on it? And it always is a blessing to me, and I'm honored, and I'm a locked-in listener. Gary Black, love this quote by him. It's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to stay there. Get the help you need. We kind of talked about that earlier with the anger stuff. Pastor Mike McClure says, it's okay to be concerned about it, but don't be consumed by it. God's got it. And that's so true, friends. Boy, we've talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago on Hope Is Here, but I feel like I got to say it again. You know, there can be 10 things going on in your life, and 8 of them can be really good. But what does the enemy get you to focus on? Yeah, the 2 that aren't going well, right? And maybe one of them is pretty serious, but one of them, really, the old saying goes, you're making a mountain out of a molehill. And the more you churn it in your mind, just the bigger it becomes and the worse it becomes. So I want to encourage you to, you know, be concerned about something. You know, we all have to at times, and things we have to be concerned about. But don't be consumed by it and trust God with it. Great quote by Bob Goff says, you know, we can't be good enough, smart enough, or nice enough to be loved by God. We just are. Let that settle in for a minute, okay? So good. I want to read again. Bob Goff. We can't be good enough, smart enough, or nice enough to be loved by God. We just are. Let that settle in over you for a minute, okay? And so, friends, that takes the pressure off sometimes, doesn't it? And as I like to pray so often, God, thank you that even though I'm not where I should be, maybe even where I could be, or even where I thought I would be, that you love me right now in this season of life where I am. Friends, it's not about perfection. God loves you. He died for you. He wanted his only son, Jesus Christ. And guess what? We'll never be good enough. All fallen short of the glory of God. And yet Jesus said, I'm going to make a way. And so I want to encourage you just to say, God, thanks for loving me right where I'm at, not where I could be, not where I should be, not where even where I thought I would be. And I think most of us are honest. We're not where we thought we would be in this season of life. And yet, as I reflect over my life, God's been so, so good in so many times in my life. And yet I focus on the times that are challenging and disappointing and a little painful and forget about the many, many blessings that he has bestowed upon me. And I want to encourage you today to be thankful for all the many blessings God's given you. Lisa Turker says, when hard times come our way that we desperately wish God would have stopped, let's remember that he is God who promises he can use hurt for good. It's okay to tell God you don't like any of this pain, but don't let the pain cause you to pull away from him. We can trust God even when we don't understand him. Wow, that's such a good word there, Lisa Turkhurst. We can trust God even when we don't understand God. And I've had to say that prayer to him before. God, I don't understand you, why you're allowing the situation to play out the way it is, but I do trust you. And I tell you, it takes a lot of maturity to do that. And unfortunately, there's a lot of times I've not been that mature in situations and just overanalyzed and worried and been in fear. But when I've had some of those moments where I've been able to say, God, even though I'm in the valley, I know that you're on the mountaintop, and that even though I don't understand you, I trust you. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 have been go-to verses for over 20 years now. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your paths. He'll make them straight. And friends, you might be in that situation right now. I just don't know what to do, and I just want to encourage you just to do the next right thing, whatever that is. Just do the next right thing. I think sometimes we make it too complicated, and friends, he didn't make it complicated, but we're the ones that make it complicated. Great quote by Rick Warren. He says, your past influences you, but does not define you. Woo, that'll preach. Your past influences you, but does not define you. Friends, I've been guilty of that and divorced and bankrupt and things and let that define me for many years. And, oh, man, I'm so thankful that Jesus, man, that's in the past, and whatever part was my responsibility, I got to accept my part, but a lot of it was not my part. And you know what? I'm not defined by it. Yet the enemy loves to keep us in bondage and shame and guilt, right? And just a powerful article on the football coach, Doug Charles at Lexington Christian Academy, just an unbelievable servant leader, a guy that I'm very thankful to call a friend, and been honored to be the play-by-play guy on the radio for them the past 8 years, working with him now, our fourth season. And just the Herald Leader did an unbelievable article on his life just recently, and I think it was September 1st, if I'm not mistaken. And just, man, we really encourage you to check it out. You're talking about a guy that has a past, but like we all do, but so many good things God has done, and man, he's let just both the good and the bad, the wise, the unwise, that we've all done for God's glory. So I really encourage you to check that article out on Coach Doug Charles and the Lexington Herald Leader. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but thanks for joining us. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Serving Central Kentucky since 2012, Gluten-Free Miracles is Lexington's locally owned healthy bakery and cafe. For those who follow a gluten-free diet, there are lots of delicious options. If you're on a paleo, keto, or vegan eating plan, then Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe is also the place for you. Need a birthday cake or anniversary cake for that special occasion? Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe can also assist you there. Conveniently located off Nicholasville Road behind Jeff's Car Wash. Visit them today or check them out online at glutenfreemiracles.com. That's glutenfreemiracles.com.